This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Done.
But before that, what about Y2R?
Y2R?
Yeah.
Your to rank.
Is that just the... Yeah. That's just an... You're just saying that's an acronym. You're not saying that to me.
I mean... She doesn't have to expound on it, but...
Yeah,
I think
no one
deep
else
down,
to.
We know the real... What it really means. if it is pointed.
No.
Don't sneeze on the mic.
You're too revolting.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. It's a very special themed episode. I don't know what else to say. Do you guys have your snacks and lunch ready, like I asked?
No.
What do you mean, no, not yet, or no, you won't have anything for this episode?
Both. Not yet or ever for this episode to eat.
And Marika left.
I went to go get a lunch pail.
Okay, great.
Ooh, is that Asteroid City?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Welcome to the lunch break episode, guys.
Well, you didn't ask me if I had a snack.
Do you have a snack? I did.
I do. Yeah, I have a little bowl of trail mix.
Nice. Okay, so this is going to... The title of this episode is Lunch and Learn. The title is Lunch and Learn.
So You're co-opting the conversation already. Just let it happen.
I'm cooperating.
You're not.
We are all operating on a co-level to create content.
We are a co-op.
Exactly right. And like a co-op, it's time to learn and grow and change on
Why are we listening to the wee sound?
Because there's so much dead air in this shit, man. So I'm trying to like fill the space so that it feels more like a discussion. Do you want something else?
No, I'm into it.
Anything.
I love it. This music calms me.
All right. Here we go. Fucking... And then we're going to get into some shit. Did you guys have anything that you want to talk about in terms of... You don't have any thoughts about Lunch and Learn, that being the title of the episode and the whole theme? It's called Lunch and Learn. You know
I'm
what that
excited
means?
To, yeah, we all, Brad, I'm sure, has been to a Lunch and Learn.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. My old this company used to do a lot of them.
And your new one does too, because here we are at a Lunch and Learn. This is a company show. I'm a company man.
Man.
And guess what else?
What?
It's time to lunch and learn.
So what are you teaching us something? You don't inspire professor. He's gone. Yeah. He took
also not an employee.
We have to give him something because now
SAG
is on strike.
Yeah, I forgot my coffee. I'm actually going to be right back too.
All right, yeah, cool. That's more than fair.
Marika, when do you come to LA?
Wednesday.
Perfect. Just in time for me to go to New York.
Are you going for Avital's show?
We're going basically for a week next week, and then she's going off to Europe, and I'm going back to LA.
Nice, nice, nice. Are you going to see any shows?
Yeah, I want to see 6.
See and Juliet. I mean, you should see 6. 6 is fun, but
okay,
see and
so
Juliet.
6 and Juliet. 6 and Juliet.
And Juliet. Of course.
Oh, he's back.
Thank you.
to get your lunch?
I tried to use the mic arm again and it doesn't fit this table. All right.
Flaccid mic arm.
Do you have your lunch?
I have my lunch. What are you guys eating? Let's just start off with that because everybody likes food. So before we get into the team building, the learning, the growing, the changing, again, this is a company show, so I feel like this is the time to get better as a company, as a team, and to learn a little bit about several topics that we'll get into. But before we start that, what do you guys have to eat?
I can go through what's in my lunch pail.
Sure.
Okay.
And if it's not food, then we're going to start maybe with listening to directions would be a good place to start, I think.
So I have this sanding sponge.
What's that for? Is that for grinding down your teeth to like a nub?
Yeah, pretty much. I have this DeWalt staple gun.
Okay. Is that for getting your roommate to leave your room?
No, it's more, it's for like packing up my food in its box. Cause I hand make when I make food for lunch, I put it in a little wooden box and I staple it together.
You put food in a box?
Sure.
Sure or yeah, that's not like a casual answer thing.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Insane.
It's
You're
in
doing
a box.
Carpentry on a daily basis.
Glue sticks.
Okay, is that a snack?
It's like cheese sticks.
True.
And staples.
Okay, so for the staple gun. Yeah, I was worried about that. We're not starting from a good place. Let's just continue. Amir, what do you have?
What is so thick and dense that you're playing with? It looks like rubber cement. The
it's
viscosity.
Gonna be like ice cream, right?
Or like an acai bowl that was frozen for an extra hour.
Yeah, it's ice cream.
That's
oh,
exactly yeah. it. How did you know?
Yeah, because it's too cold.
Right, so I did the work ahead of time rather than you guys showing up empty-handed.
Right.
There's nothing more backyard than a bowl. Is that fair to say?
I like acai bowls, so I'm saying this from a place of love, but is it like the nutritional equivalent of eating a pint of ice cream for breakfast? Like, chemically, if you break it down, is it just like 1,000 grams of sugar and then nothing else?
I don't think
it's a
so.
Lot of sugar.
Because you're getting a lot of fiber from all the fruits and also from the granola.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of sugar for sure, but it's all coming from natural sources instead of like adding sugar to cream, which other than maybe a little bit of protein doesn't have a lot of nutritional value. This has a, you know, antioxidants and shit.
How much sugar do you think is in that? Like more or less than a can of Coke?
It's definitely, I think it's probably more than a can of Coke, but not that much more.
I wonder if it's like, like if it was yogurt based, would that be better? If it was like yogurt,
then it would have probiotic.
And
we're getting away from the point of this fucking episode.
I don't think we are. We're talking about your lunch.
And we're learning.
We're learning and only we're about learning. The lunch.
Yeah,
that's all we're learning about. Which
well, it's been 5 minutes.
All so. I wanted to say, it's been 7, is that there's nothing more backyard than a bowl.
And you did.
So, like,
Brad,
name
what's your granola made out of?
We got some almonds. There's some M&Ms. Couple raisins. A lot of peanuts. Heavy on the peanuts.
Is that a Trader Joe's trail mix?
No, I'm not a Trader Joe's girly.
I
find it overwhelming and it
time management.
Is that what
time management? Let's talk about it. How do you guys manage your time? And maybe I could help you out.
Probably can't because you're famously really poor at managing your time.
Yeah, some days you don't show up at all, and if you do, you're infamously late.
Yeah,
I'm always on time.
You're constantly running behind.
Yeah, that's true.
What was that?
This is coffee. Okay. I'm definitely always running behind, but for records, I'm the first one here. The Zoom meeting starts.
You have to.
Well, you kind of have to be. You're the host.
But I am. I have to be, and I am. You have to do a lot of things, and you do. That's what time management is all about.
Yeah, but like one time you took the call for a recording from your car, so
that's because I was right. That's one time. That's one time
right.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
and I
still
made it there.
The last episode you had to end early because you said you had to go to Thousand Oaks, but you were running late. That was
buy
really
A Thousand Oaks.
Yeah. What did you actually do there?
I ended up at IKEA.
What about a Thousand Oaks dressing?
That's actually really good. Eating lunch during a record. That's an example of good time management.
I don't know about that.
How do you figure?
People don't like hearing it.
Yeah.
People don't like hearing it, but also I think even though it is good for like using your time in other places, it's bad for your like general demeanor and attitude towards work.
Why is that? Because I'm gnawing on raw banana?
Ew. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It also, like, I fear you might crash because you're just, you're eating a lot
inhaling
of sugar.
Sugar, right?
And then,
yeah.
Like, by the end of the episode, you might be dragging.
What about you guys? Everybody wants to talk about my shit. Everybody wants to criticize my time management. Brad, you, what's your schedule normally like?
Like, my work schedule?
Yeah, work-life balance.
I'm actually very organized. I block my time out.
Well, before this, you were saying that you were, like, neglecting your relationship, right? You're not making enough time for your betrothed.
I did not say that at all. We have a very strong relationship. We've been married for over 7 years.
Right, but
I would kindly ask you to keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I didn't say her name. And to
keep
be honest, I don't think I know it.
My wife's name out your fucking
bad time management. This pause is pregnant for no reason.
Amir, that was really cool. Because he kind of looked like he froze.
And then it was
like a little menacing.
What is this? I came up with a themed episode, Lunch and Learn. Because this is a company podcast. I said I'm a company man. And what are we doing? We're talking about Brad's fucking wife. What's her name? Sandy?
Shandy?
Yeah.
Shandy.
Shit.
Shandy
Summer
Hills.
Shandy.
Summer. It's a hot summer Shandy summer.
So sorry. You're heating up summer Shandies in the summer?
Boiling hot.
Amir, you're planning a fucking wedding.
You texted us at 11:20 saying, bring a lunch or a snack to the record.
You didn't text me.
Right, which is in 40
minutes.
It's not
lunchtime for you, Marika.
Not enough time.
That's absolutely ample time to get something for lunch.
I said why. You didn't respond.
Why would I?
Brad said no.
Didn't have to respond. Yeah. For you to just follow directions.
And now it's a themed episode because you fired
lunch
off a text
and
40
learn.
Minutes.
40
yeah,
minutes?
We didn't know that.
When would you rather I fucking text you to get lunch?
Yesterday.
It's noon. You weren't planning on getting lunch and 40 minutes isn't enough time for you to get lunch?
No, I'm not planning on eating during the show. I've never done that before.
Right, that's why kind of interesting, right? Kind of interesting to do that.
But you weren't selling it. You were just telling me to do it.
Communication skills. This is a good segue. I thought that that was good, but I think that the benefits of effective communication in the workplace cannot be overstated. What are you guys think that you could do better on in terms of communication? I'll start. I think I could maybe text, 20 minutes earlier? If I text too soon, you're going to forget that that's what is even happening. If I texted you at 9 a.m. this morning, you would not have had a lunch.
That's true. Because, again, I don't think it would be good if we were all eating while talking.
And it's less like the time.
Sure.
Window of texting and more just like you didn't give any context.
Yeah, why would we listen
to you? Why?
Big reveal. Big reveal. Remember when I showed my ass on the show? That was a big reveal. People loved it.
They did.
So what about this? Lunch and Learn was a big reveal. I feel like you guys were floored. Marika's texting. Marika's emailing.
Yeah.
Or playing video games or something. I can't tell. That's not good.
I'm sending an email.
That's not focused or preparedness.
No, I'm sending an email, and I would say good communication is like including
sending
every
an email, yeah.
body in the conversation, and you weren't really including me because you're talking about West Coast stuff. So
that's true. Yeah. That's true. You know what? That's a good note. That's the first good note that I've received so far.
Ever?
Today's Lunch and Learn.
Brad, do you know what a lunch and learn is?
It's team building. It's where you have lunch and you learn about shit, how to make the company more cohesive and good.
Kinda.
I'm buying into
that. I'd say no, but...
Really not. What's that? What do you mean it's not that?
Usually it's like with another company.
Or like
an expert professional. Yeah. A 1099 contractor coming in for the road slash ages and trying to figure out how we
coming
can become
in for
more...
the road?
What's that?
Coming in
I'm
for
on the
road.
Kerouac style. Yeah. Right? Consider me a Neil Cassidy of myself because I'm coming in with a ton of energy and I'm like keeping it shit afloat as it teeterboros on the edge of chaos.
You should do an episode where you talk to people at different companies.
You should do an episode where you treat me with reverence.
You should earn my respect and not just be given it by eating on.
That's a great communication.
Yeah.
I think he should have used I feel statements. I respect what he's saying, but I think he should have said, I feel like that's what you should do. So I don't know if that's good communication because I feel attacked and I'm starting to
get
a little nervous.
Every statement I say is I feel. That's just what talking is. That's why I say it.
There are 7 kinds of leadership skills. Can we all agree on that?
No.
What do you mean no? We can't even agree on the basic premise of the lunch and learn.
What are the 7 as you know them? And I'll tell you yes or no.
Strong and empowered coaching from me.
Okay.
Keeping employees engaged on the show or not.
No, that's my
got that
no.
down.
Already falling apart. There's 5 left.
Creating positive team dynamics as I see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
The royal eye.
Effective negotiation or not? Who just said that?
Not the office. Don't be so easily distracted. People are here. Other people are talking.
There's actually
are people in the studio?
In the studio?
Are people
not
in
the
studio,
but in the other studio, yeah.
I thought that we were doing summer Fridays.
Not now, which is why I'm sending emails.
Understanding and leveraging individual strengths and lack thereof. Like, for example, Amir's kind of funny and shit. But at the same time, he's not good about talking about his feelings. Marika is very good at bringing the heat on a weekly basis. But if she's not necessarily tired, she's not going to have that deadpan. Brad is good at climbing.
And wait, what is this?
This is strengths and weaknesses of y'all.
Oh, okay.
Brad is good at climbing, but not necessarily good at organizing his space. That's why his background's always cluttered and shit.
It's not cluttered, man. How about you focus on your shit?
What do you mean?
It's not cluttered to me.
It's cluttered to have.
It's not, though. It's very organized.
No. Look at how much stuff's on the top of it. You just need to pare down. That's my fear, and I've always said this to other people, but not to your face.
Don't tell me
to
pare down, how about? I like it.
My fear is that you're hoarding.
I'm not.
He's a collector.
Hosting efficient and effective meetings. That's number 6.
Inefficient?
Efficient.
I thought you said inefficient.
Developing and utilizing emotional intelligence or not. Those are the 7 leadership skills. I know I have 6 out of the 7. What do you guys think your last one you have to work on is? You know what I mean?
No.
No.
They were all or not, so we all have.
They weren't all or not. There were 3 that were or not. These are the ones I have. Keeping employees engaged or not. Kind of a coin flip. It's kind of a coin flip every week, whether you guys buy in or not, right? Sometimes we're all on the same page, we're experiencing joy. Other times, everyone's texting. Creating positive team dynamics or not. Same thing every week is a coin flip.
Criticized my room and put my wife's name in.
Not the room. The room is great. We should say the room is incredible. It's the organization or lack thereof. It's the accumulating objects that you might not ever need or use, but you don't even know you have them.
Like they're all right there.
Right, but that them being in the room doesn't mean you're using them.
But I am.
Amir's in the studio. Is he using the frame TV? No. It's just there.
You don't know.
What's that?
What about my room?
You're being attacked. Everything you say has three people disagreeing. Your energy up.
You don't know.
I would say Marika's room is perfectly organized. She also is she's brought in some plant life to balance out the clutter and garbage. You know what I mean?
So it's like on one side, plants are good.
Here's my note
Other
for
side,
Brad's room.
This is garbage.
Here's my note for Brad's room, and this is going to answer Marika's question. If you want to keep all that garbage, do it for
it's
sure.
It's not fucking garbage, man. I'm getting mad now.
Do it for sure, but introduce some plant life.
What do you see that's garbage? There's literally a plant right there, man.
Is that real or is that artificial?
There's a fake one and a real one. Everything there has sentimental value
CRT
and attachment.
TV. CRT yeah. TV, you got to get rid of that. You don't actually use that.
I use it every day.
For what?
I watch VHS films / also put my computer screen onto it and watch podcasts on it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually, awesome.
Pretty dope.
That's actually genuinely awesome.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Yeah. Where did I get the TV?
Yeah.
A thrift store from the 90s.
Networking. Let's talk about it.
How do you attach a new computer to an old TV like that?
How
good
do
question.
You always
I
come
have,
up with sentences
the,
that aren't good
the
to
red, red, yeah, yellow, and white thingies?
Yeah, like a converter, HDMI, RCA converter.
Wow,
plug it
into
the MacBook.
Those.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we see it while you're on the Zoom, or is it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, is there any way we could do that?
Let me turn it on. Well, actually, I have my dongle connected, but I can put a something on for a little ambiance over the garden wall, maybe.
That's nice.
Love that. It's not Halloween time, but that's fine. Let's get into it.
So Brad is
networking.
Not wearing his headphones now.
Let's figure this shit out.
Just a ruse because it's his birthday today. I wanted to let you guys know.
It's not his birthday. His birthday's the 4th of July.
I
know because you're going to say. You're always going to say. But then I say something and you're like, actually, I was going to say something really interesting. No, you weren't.
I was going to say we should do like a surprise thing. Like now that is.
No, I agree.
Headphones are off. We should like. Coming back on.
Here we go. Surprise. It's a lunch and learn. And we're talking about networking. Let's go one by one. Let's start with Marika. Marika, when was the last time you talked to somebody outside the network who was in a position of power who could help this show about this show? Overlapping dialogue. These long pauses. Everybody gets on my case for like the long pauses, the pregnant pauses. This is Marika.
You just asked me a crazy question. Who did crazy I question. Tell about when? This show? Nobody. I don't talk about it.
So that's an area where you can improve. That's an area that you can improve. Networking.
You have to stop eating acai, man. It's fucking getting to you. You're chugging a cold brew. You're eating just thousands of calories of fruit. Look at you. You're shaking.
I'm nervous, of course.
You're cold.
I go to bars every weekend and I network. I mix.
And you tell people about the show that you host?
I'm like, ever heard of the Headgum podcast?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And I do a weird voice so they don't recognize me because, of course, they're already listening.
They listen to the show and they don't know it's you because you would disguise your voice.
Multiple choice question. Two weeks ago, I went to 4100 Bar in Silver Lake. And did I A, run into an actor that I recognized and went up to and said, hey, like, wait, are you Blank's friend? Because I thought I knew her from somewhere. And it wasn't someone I knew personally. It was just an actor that was in Finn and Wolfhard and Billy Brick's movie. And then she was like, I also recognize you. And I turned out I recognized her from Finn's movie, and she recognized me from HeadGum.
Who cares?
All right,
and
what's
then
B?
B is none of the above, and C is all of the above.
Only one, though, above it?
Well, B would be not anything above it, which would be not the first one. And then C would be both of the first two, which is the thing I said, and then also none of the above.
So a paradox.
Parody.
And also A and B are the same.
That's true. B. Amir, when was the last time you networked about this show?
About this show? I try not to tell anybody about this show. This Why? Show's, it's an embarrassment. Not of riches.
I was going to say of riches.
Yeah, no. It's a shame. It's a black mark. It's a scarlet letter.
But like you said that we were hearing a pitch from right? You didn't tell Bleep them about it. The Headgum podcast?
Don't include this.
Yeah.
Bleep the name.
But you did tell him.
Didn't tell him.
You didn't tell him about the Headgum podcast. Why does he want to be on the network? Because studio's Hines. Not anywhere near his house.
Because actors Cheryl don't Hines's have show. Jobs right now.
Really?
No. You haven't heard?
Yeah.
Brad, no networking in Portland? You don't go to like Revolution Hall and like wax?
Actually,
I mean,
not to talk to for Brad, but I feel like he's probably the person that would actually talk about the show the most for his job to other people.
True or false, Brad?
False.
All right, we got to talk about change management.
Wait, I was going to tell you about I actually was.
Oh,
be right
my
back.
God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
You're allergic
to what?
A good conversation.
Oh, I was in LA and I met Miles Bonsignore.
Why? Why was he around?
We were at VidCon. He did a panel.
That's cool. That's true.
We talked about the HeadGum podcast.
What'd you say?
I said, doesn't it suck?
And he said,
yeah. He said Jeff couldn't even get me in frame on the last episode. We both had a nice laugh about it.
That is good. And he was there as a producer of a podcast. So
you're like, an amateur. You're an amateur man of an hour. You're an amateur hour man, basically.
Yeah.
And that says more about Brad than it does about
me. I'd love to make this podcast presentable, like as the marketing person at this company. It would be nice to be able to talk about
it. It's not accessible or accessible. It's,
right. It's kind of just like if you're there, you're
okay.
You're
well, you know what? This is a great segue into change management. Are you guys familiar?
No.
So
I
change
management. Overlapping conversation.
Change management is like being flexible and changing with the environs, right? As the industry shifts, so does need to the show have. So, you know, since it premiered in May of 2020 or whatever the fuck, I feel like it's changed a lot. And that's an example of good change management. But Marika, I hear you and I respect your opinion. You're saying you want the show to change for the better. I'm wondering how you see that change management going. And let's make this a Marika's druthers for 3.5 minutes.
I think that if we could find a way to introduce new audiences to the concept of the show in a not hostile manner, finding like people
an inside
that
joke.
Amir.
Blowing himself
Amir.
For an hour. Yeah.
Amir.
There's no way anybody could listen to this.
Yeah. I mean,
how
I think
are you
that
not
like
done yet.
Do you have
You've
multiple
acai
bowls?
So
well, it was
so
frozen
thick.
Solid, so he's been kind of like scraping little bits off.
Yeah, chiseling off.
Yeah.
The yeah, 3 minutes left.
No, I think if we you know, we are able to post social videos every once in a while that are like pretty good out of context. Sage has been doing a great job at making like all of the song clips into TikToks, and those have some of those have like popped off, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, how's
so
the Wonka
I think finding
one doing?
The Wonka one's doing okay. Not viral for sure, but a couple thousand views.
Yeah, it's hard,
so we'll take
it's hard
that.
To tell. What'll,
only been a couple.
Pop.
Yeah, it's still Marika's druthers, so we're technically not supposed to talk, but it's only been a couple hours. Let's take it easy.
No, it's been a day.
Come.
but no, it's got like 3,000 something views. Someone just commented that this was the role you were born to play. You know, Wonka's in the like being talked about right now, threw in a lot of Timothée Chalamet hashtags in the hopes that it would pop off, and it hasn't yet, but that's fine. If
Who's
our show, which also kind of the director of Paddington.
So people love that guy.
People love that guy.
So there's hope
I feel
for
like
this one.
I feel like yet. Amir doesn't understand Marika's druthers or how it works.
There is hope for both Amir and for the movie.
Oh, yeah. It looks so bad, though.
Yeah, but I will watch. I will be seated.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
But back to the show, also a similar thing, like timely discussions are always good.
Yeah, topical with some exciting guests.
Yeah, we love exciting guests. It would be cool to try and get like other internet-y people on the show. I'm sure, like Brad, who do you think would be a good guest on this show?
I think Brittany Broski would be really funny on the show. Ben and Emil from the Pay Pigs podcast would be really funny on the show.
You know who would be good? Bobby from TikTok, that podcaster who's always like really small.
What?
that she's like a young mother.
What?
You know, you haven't seen this person? She's all over TikTok. No. She's like, why did you do that? And then the guest is like, oh, I don't know. I thought this would be good. And she's like, so you think this? And they're like, no, I don't think that. Because she like corners them into canceling themselves.
I think you should go on Chicken Shop Date.
I can't do that. That's like that's a really
that would
reach.
Be a crazy.
What a huge reach. That's like saying I think you
well,
should go on the
can
fucking
promote anything anymore. So
I'm not allowed
shot.
To either.
Yeah, but like not.
It's not,
not a
union.
Movie.
This isn't union. Yeah.
Also, nobody cares about you, so you can do whatever you want. Like, if you did a talk show, nobody would be like, oh, my God.
The union.
Yeah, but who cares? Like, nobody would even notice or mind. Like, oh, I heard Jeff James was on a fucking podcast. Like, who gets up in arms about that? You're barely in the union, right? Like, does anybody care if you're in or out at this point? It's not like you're picketing or part of a team, right? It doesn't feel like you're... No, do not. Obviously don't have the details. have to blur, bleep, delete, cut, all of it. Yeah.
We will, we will.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why even tempt fate, I wonder?
We'll cut entirely. What's the issue? Is it that we don't have the ins? Because I refuse to believe that. I think it's that we're not putting our resources towards the show. Which, by the way, there is a lot of room to grow, so I kind of resent that. Cheryl Hines' show didn't do well at all.
Yes, it did.
What?
Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How many
a really big show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's never at the Stew.
Right, well, they had recorded
West LA, separately. Brentwood. Here's my.
What?
You're never on the in. You're always wrong, and then you yeah. just sort of jump on people correcting you.
Yeah.
Who can we get then? Scott Aukerman, I thought would be funny, but he doesn't run the whole like podcasting industry anymore. I feel like that's probably like Conan.
Let's yeah. get Conan.
Yeah, let's
we can't get Conan.
Conan.
He's fucking
sure we
busy.
Can. I actually know
every
Conan.
Every single guest that he has is like the biggest person you've ever heard of. He doesn't want
Conan's,
to come on the show.
He's my uncle.
Conan O'Brien's not your uncle.
Yeah.
No.
Uncle Cones.
No, because it doesn't even... This is nothing. This is nothing.
What do you mean?
The lunch and learn. It's devolved into nothing. Now we're talking about your uncle being Conan, which is just a lie.
It's why would I lie about that? That's how I got this job. That's how I got into the podcast industry.
Let's talk about breaking the ice.
I'm a Nepo baby.
Let's talk about breaking the ice. How do you guys choose to break the ice? Maybe in specific regards to like trying to get new guests. Is that a cold email? Is that a cold DM?
Usually tell him my uncle.
Ooh, tell him. I think the Bobby person would be good. I don't know her last name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Could also get what? Andy Richter. It's my godfather.
That makes sense.
Conan's your uncle, and then Andy Richter's your godfather. Why? That,
yeah. And the masturbating bear did my bris.
Dumbass. I maybe I'm not up to date on the internet, right? Twitter's
yeah,
dead.
Not.
Sounds
Twitch
like you're
bad.
Not.
That
I didn't know
terrible.
Who Brittany Broski was.
We had Sally Dar on this fucking show. I want to have her back. I do want to have Sally Dar back. I was DMing her.
She's great.
But I don't know. Who's at the top of TikTok right now?
TikTok doesn't translate to podcast
What's
listens.
The internet then? You just said you want more internet personalities, so you mean more podcast personalities.
Well, this is a podcast that's also on YouTube, so
really?
I mean YouTube personalities.
Okay, let's go to YouTube and see the first person that pops up.
Mr. Beast.
I recently watched my first Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
Just because his tweet about it was so intriguing.
What do you think?
And he's really figured something out, that guy. It's just 8 minutes of balls to the wall, expensive insanity, and he's out. He's like, hey, we bought a train. We're going to drive into a pit. But first, I'm going to blow up $50,000. And then before that, I'm going to see if any of these mannequins can survive a fall from outer space. And you're just like, oh, my God. And then before you can even think about it, he's doing this all. And then the video ends. And you're just like, holy shit. He's like, also, that cost $3 million. And I made $270,000 on ad revenue. I'm like, this is so much information. It's all shot in a very exciting fashion and edited really tightly.
Well, I have ideas for the show, but nobody wants to fund the shit. I keep emailing Katie being like, hey, what, remember those three ideas we met about in May? And she's like, I'll get back to you.
To be clear, Allie and Katie brought one of them up to you at the live show and you didn't know what they were talking about. And it was an idea that you pitched and had and said, honestly, you said you would self-fund. And we were like, no, don't do that.
No, I want to do that one. Katie
I know. We were like, no, don't self-fund it.
Oh, I'm not going to. But here's the other issue. It's fucking hot. So that involves being out in the sun.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And so now we have to wait.
No, it's a weird time in the industry. And
it's the perfect time to do something. There's two guilds are striking.
As of today, yeah.
Sure. Sure.
What do you want to do?
You to you.
What? He's high on acai.
It's happening. This is him maximum cracked out.
Hot.
He chugged a cold
this is
brew
a video
and ate
podcast.
1,000 blueberries.
Why are so many of them just four squares of like attractive-ish people? You know what I mean? None of us are like movie star. Maybe sure. Jake. But now he's a dad. So you know he's going to get the dad bod, and that's kind of a sad bod.
Yeah.
Brad's looking good, though. Marika, too.
Brad has a Brad bod.
Hey.
It's good. Jeff's going to be napping in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
He's going to be fast
you just ate
asleep.
That so ferociously.
It took you 37 like minutes screaming. To eat that.
What if we did
you
like
were
a
eating
steakhouse
the whole time.
Episode?
I mean, I would love... If you had all of the money to spend on this show, Jeff, what would you want to do?
Tour.
Mr. Beast style.
Just a tour.
First of all, this is what I don't understand, right? I keep saying, can we please do a mini tour? And then Katie's like, Marty says we don't have the budget. And I'm like, budget? We're going to make money off the shit.
Will we?
Still have to What's spend that? Money.
We Will often we make don't enough make money? Money off of like the live shows that we do because we... Well, when we did like the HeadGum Live and stuff, we make sure that like the performers get a cut of their ticket revenue for their show. Okay. We all were like traveling there, so we were paying for airfare, and it was just like a marketing expense, basically. That was very fun, and we didn't make some money back. But
I mean, Jeff, how many people would have to go to your show for you to break even, like flying there, staying there, other your guests too?
I don't know. That's not my job to figure out the numbers.
Right, it's not.
So, I don't know. I'm also like, what if we just do New York and LA?
And Portland.
Nope.
I think it's a possibility by the end of the year.
Okay, so in the fall, maybe. Brad? We could do Revolution Hall. How big is Revolution Hall? It's way too big, right?
NADPOD is doing Revolution Hall.
Yeah, we can't do NADPOD numbers. We could probably do like a shitty
record
store. Oh my fucking God. This is supposed to be a
answer my question. That
What's
was
the
like
question?
A legitimate question.
What's the question? If I had all the money in the world, what would I do?
No, if you had all the money to spend on this show, what would you do?
It's hard because I've only thought about this realistically because I don't like getting my own hopes up to be disappointed. I do want to do that because I don't even want to talk about it because it has to be a surprise. But I'm going to bleep this. I want to do that episode.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be there. It could be anywhere that's similar to that place. And then if we had like tens of millions of dollars, I would want to do a show at Madison Square Garden. Where like every seat is for sale,
yeah,
and we sell like 200 tickets.
I think we could sell it out. I think we could make that go viral.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what the rental is really for funny. That. It's probably $1 million, so it's just not possible.
I could ask
but
Unky Cones.
You don't. He's never done it. Conan doesn't even do MSG.
No,
what about like
I think
Radio
Conan
City?
Did. Conan's definitely
Radio
done
City
Radio City.
Isn't
yeah,
even
Unky,
as funny as MSG because MSG
Uncle
is like 26,000
told me about.
And I think it's the sweet spot because also you could be like, oh, what about Giants Stadium? But I'm like, that's too big that it's like somehow not funny anymore. MSG is perfect because it's like theoretically there have been comedy shows there. And it's like we are kind of the bottom of the barrel, especially in regards to like this.
If we could just get like Harry Styles to guest on the show, I think we could get at least the pit sold. Right?
He's not gonna guest.
Harry Styles playing the theme song for the show.
That'd be really dope. That'd be really cool.
It's not going to happen. How would that happen? Nobody has an in with anyone in his circles.
We have to like ask him.
Yeah, I think we could get Lady Gaga because I have an in with the guy who co-wrote Shallow.
Who?
Andrew Wyatt.
That's cool. I feel like we could get like Olivia Rodrigo.
How?
I know people.
Young. She's in the...
Who's like the... I don't know. Quincy Jones.
I was going to say it. And the six after that.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. If I could spend a lot of money on the show, I think I would try to tour with a really elaborate, like, set design.
Circus. Oh, that's what it was. I wrote this down. I texted this myself when I was at the Louvre. I said, HeadGum Podcast Circus. And it would be
the Louvre.
Fankling Brothers Circus or something.
It's good.
Also, I got a physical yesterday. And the doctor was like, any swelling in your ankles? And I like laughed. And I laughed for a little too long to the point where she was like, I had to explain. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to laugh. I'm kind of known to have thin ankles. And she's like, well, that's good that there's no swelling.
And then you said, have you seen the HeadGum Podcast?
Yeah. And that was your networking for the day.
Yeah, exactly right. And
what would we have at our circus? Would it be like animal act or would it be like a...
What?
Would it be like a quote unquote freak show?
I think it would be, it would just be me trying to turn the normal podcast into a circus, but it's obviously I didn't do enough work for that. But it
live
would be me
tigers.
Like, flying.
I think it would be so funny, like, if everyone just like worked really, we spent money on classes to like someone learn trapeze.
Yeah, but not with enough time to get good at it. So it's like you are doing trapeze acts, but it's kind of like watching someone do a class. Also, I would love to do a New Year's Eve thing that's like Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, but it would be Jeff James's New Year's Rockin' Ass.
Dick James.
Rodney James.
Rodney. The Rodney Brothers Circus. But Bill Graham did a New Year's Eve show at a Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco in like 1970 something. San Francisco.
Yeah.
What's that? I'm trying to power
through. Where would you want your show to be held at? Because I feel like that's a good opportunity for a joke.
I have so many venues that I think would be funny to do the show at, but nobody wants to put any effort or money into this shit. If it was New Year's
Eve.
But
not like a venue. Like, what if it was just like you're doing the New Year's show.
Sure.
A block from Times Square. So the ball's like kind of in the background.
That'd be funny. Yeah, we could figure that out. But the I want to do it at a theater because Bill Graham did this New Year's Eve show where he flew in on like this hanging big joint. And so I could do the same, but it would be like on I don't know,
like
what's
the Peter Pan
show.
Style.
I was gonna say an onigiri.
This is really good.
I show up as a rice ball. You could make like a rice dress. Like Lady Gaga style. And then Lady Gaga comes out in her meat dress.
Yeah.
And
Amir, feel free to like participate.
We should write a Shallow cover.
This isn't nonsense. This is planning. This is a lunch and learn.
I would say this is a blue sky brainstorming session.
I will
eat another acai bowl. I want to see you explode.
Amir, what do you want to see out of the show?
Violet, you're turning violet.
I don't think I want to be on it as much. Like,
really?
I feel like I'm on nearly every episode, and it should be more of a potpourri rotating cast of characters style.
But then what podcast would you do regularly? Buckets?
No, I would just fucking chill out and watch. I want to just watch and see what happens. I don't want to like have to listen to the show be recorded every week.
That feels like
you
a want regression.
To listen to
that feels
the
like
show.
A step in the wrong direction is not having Amir on the show because it's hard. Jake's on paternity leave. You're also not going to be on the show every week. This is tough. People well, only want to see you and Jake.
On paternity leave. I'm on uncle leave.
Well, I thought we did kind of establish on the show that you're sort of the real father. Not even a donor, really. More of like a cuckold or you cuck
a cunkle.
Jake. He's not the cuckold.
Cunkle on earth. Let's end the show by rounding out this lunch and learn, which is about goal setting, and we're kind of already doing that. But like, yeah, what are the goals that we actually want to see happen to the show? We've been doing that already, but like, let's figure this shit out. Let's leave with some action items. Guests.
I would like.
Let's focus on guests because we can do that easily.
Yes, I would like guesting to return another 20,000 views/listens every
That's
week.
That's really difficult. That's a lot of listeners. How would that happen?
Get the right guest, man.
All right, guest.
Guests
right
don't
time.
Seem to care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we had Finn on the show. Nobody gives a shit.
That was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that was a pretty long time ago. And I think people did actually. Yeah. I don't even know if that was with video, was it?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to even think of who is in my phone that's any interesting.
but it's not necessarily the biggest name.
Right. I have somebody who's in a famous rock band, but I don't.
Right. So you're not listening to
right.
me again.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the most famous. Right. I have someone who's in a famous rock band.
People that are good at engaging online audiences, people that have their own podcast audience that they can bring over.
We should have Lauren
Lapkus
on again.
Kinds of things. Lauren currently does not have a podcast that,
I know,
well,
she
I
has.
Guess she has Threedom and Newcomers.
We could have the Threedom people on. That'd be funny. And then we could do like three. Sucks.
I think that they did at some point want to do some sort of collab.
Not with
you might
this
have
show.
Done. No, with the show. I don't know if it was guesting. It might have been like an ad swap situation or something. But
okay.
But again, thinking outside the box. What if we did something with Game Grumps?
I'm trying to do that. I do really want to get a PS5.
For what?
To play games.
What games?
What game? Elden Ring?
NBA 2K, FIFA.
I would love to have a
Hogwarts
FIFA tournament.
Legacy. Yeah.
We should have a FIFA tournament. I really...
Well, I brought this up on today's episode, the one that fucking came out today while we record this, aka last week, if you're listening to this, which is that the NBA announced their mid-season tournament, and there's going to be a HeadGum Podcast mid-season tourney. Mid-journey tourney is what we're calling
FIFA?
It. Not a FIFA.
I want to do Mario care. Kart. A Mario Kart it's stream?
The two brackets, so instead of East versus West, it's Joy versus Wise.
Oh my god.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was talking about the fact that I want to play
the Joyful
FIFA.
Conference champion will be announced at the end of the November.
Mm.
Okay.
At the end of the November.
Fuck you through no. and through, man.
Fuck you. For interrupting my genuine
Sorry,
interest.
Sorry, continue. What's the genuine
no,
interest? FIFA tournament? FIFA tournament.
Yeah.
FIFA tournament. Oh my god. Dude. Fucking That's on the mat.
The
you
FIFA
sugar.
Tourney.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be for this show. That should be for one of the game show live streams.
Sure.
Sure or yeah? Sure or yeah?
Either one. That's on the same channel.
Is that Anya? Who is it, Casey or Kevin? Is it Chef Kevin?
It's Casey.
Get him on.
Oh, my
Donahue! God.
He can't hear you, obviously, man.
Can you hear Jeff?
Casey!
I heard that.
Yeah, he hears you now.
Tell him to get on mic.
He wants you to get on mic.
Get on the mic!
This is good.
Hello?
Hey, Casey.
Plugs. Casey, what do you got? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Fuck. Let's start with Casey.
Listen to the Pitwall Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Pitwall Pod. Send us some quick cues. We'll answer them on the pod. Maybe Jeff will be on sometime soon. We'll find out.
I'm gonna be on Monday, which means nothing because I've said that so many times, but I'm going to be on Monday. Thank you guys so much for listening to the HeadGum Podcast. Keep tuning in for all the changes. And
we had to sit through this
at the very
shit.
Least, we did lunch and learn. We did lunch and learn.
We didn't do Bond of the Week.
Catch us next time where we're going to brunch about, and
my
burn.
Bond of the Week is Killian Murphy.
What about Bond of the Week?
That's good.
Killian Joe Murphy. Talbot from Idol.
We haven't done this in a while. Catch you on the flip. Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.